Robert, thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Almost afternoon. So, Robert, has commercialization gotten worse over the years? You mentioned in your article that it's always been a thing historically, but has this somehow gotten worse?
Look, there's a perception that it's gotten worse. I think one of the things that I sort of found in the research, I was sort of looking at images of Australian cities 100 years ago and looking at them today. And you know, if you look at the major streets of our cities, we can actually see there's probably less advertising on the streets. But that's not to say that there's less advertising around. You know, we've got now advertising coming online, on radio, TV, etc. So it's coming into the home. But actually, the city streets, I'd say there's probably less.
There's less, but you know, we have seen the Opera House being taken over by the Everest horse race and gambling. You know, months ago, that was, you know, a line for sure that was crossed for many people. What is the acceptable line, do you think, in terms of commercialization and public spaces?
Look, this has been an ongoing challenge. I mean, I was finding articles from the 1880s saying that, you know, there's too much commercialization. And, you know, certainly with the Opera House there, the 300-odd thousand people signing the petition to not get it going. Mm. Clearly, this is an area that's quite contentious. On the flip side, of course, there were those, you know, even the current Prime Minister saying, well, actually, the Opera House is the biggest billboard in Australia. So clearly, in his eyes, there's not enough for 300,000 others. It was way more than there should be. So, I mean, in terms of the line, look, it's different for everyone, really.
It is different for everyone. And so given the possible scale now of promotions and ads, what future considerations should be made towards commercialisation?
Look, I think that one of the interesting things has been, I guess, in terms of the outdoor advertising, that billboards are much more active than in the past, so that can be a distraction to drivers, etc. I think that there's a sense, a greater, I guess, understanding or appreciation with the degree to which public spaces should be enjoyed without advertising there. And I think that by the in the main has been a key part of it. But then, interestingly, we've also had, you know, signs that become sort of cultural icons in their own right. And, you know, in Sydney, the Coca-Cola sign in King's Cross has become an icon, and it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's just an advertisement for Coke.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, if you think of places like Times Square and New York, I mean, that's iconic on its own, I guess. So, yeah, I guess it's just relegating different spaces for that purpose and understanding that that's what you're going to, you know, expecting that upon walking into that space.
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is one of the things. I mean, I think that, you know, with Times Square, it's not a particular advertisement. It's all the advertising coming together that sort of makes that space. But then, you know, that's not to say that every other space should be the same. You know, in many ways, it's that concentration that creates that space. But this is, of course, not to say that all of our city streets should be bereft of advertising, etc. Because, as I say, we've always had it in our city streets here.
Yeah, we always have. And, you know, it'd be funny to think about the future and how, you know, ads might even adapt towards our personal wants and desires off our phones onto the street. I mean, who knows?
Well, this is one of the things that the industry has been talking about, you know, to the degree to which, you know, we do have the technology now where advertisements can change. There's the technology, which is a bit scary in some ways, you know, connecting to your mobile phone so that you get to see ads that are relevant to you and to the searches that you've done. So that's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
In the past, it was just, you know, one sign fits all. So we can see that type of change will occur. With what speed? Look, I don't know. And then there's certainly those concerns about privacy and all that type of stuff.
Mm.
But certainly the level, I think that the way in which advertising engages us will continue to progress with that sort of attempt to sort of, you know, get you at that individual level rather than a mass level.
Yeah, yeah. An interesting area to watch indeed. Robert, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.